By the dragon's tail, that's power. Dragon's teeth will be feared across the land. You're coming with us.
What?
This is what I was talking about.
I'll do no such thing.
You'll be our fire worker. We'll make you rich.
I cannot come with you to do such things.
You agree?
I agreed to show you how to use it. I will train you in its use, and you can do as you will once I show you.
You mean, I can use the fire?
Well, it was designed by a war wizard that anyone in their ranks with knowledge of the command word could invoke its power. That's how the war wizards kept from being in the battle lines where all the killing happened.
Wizards are indeed very clever.
Show me!
You agree to payment once I show you?
Yes, yes, you can have her and all the curses after you show me.
Here you are. Here's the wand. Now remember the steps I told you.
Point. Think. Picture. Place.
Handle.
Oh, hold from the handle.
Don't touch.
Don't touch the scribbly symbols on the middle.
Point the tip.
Away from you and at your target.
Yes. Now, when you are targeting, point, think.
Point, think, picture, flame.
Yes, and in this arena, you'll want to point to the ceiling so no one gets hurt. Now, I will say the command word slowly, so you can hear the nuance of it, but you have to say it all at once when you are concentrating on your target. Ready?
Yes.
Eld, bull, tie.
El, bolt, tie. Nothing.
The word is eld, bull, tie.
Eld.
Don't say it now, you dropped your arm. You weren't focusing on your target. We could have all gone up in flames right here.
Oh, sorry.
Listen to my directions and pay attention. You could have killed us all.
I said I was sorry.
Now start again. Handle, point tip, pick your target, concentrate, keep concentrating, and say Eld Bull Tie.
Eld Bull Tie. Oh, did you see that? Ogre, did you see it? We're really the dragon's teeth now.
Tantamus? It's just a matter of time before they use that fire weapon on us. And I'm not happy with the idea of that lot terrorizing towns should we survive this exchange.
Seneschal, do you trust me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Then let's secure the prize and get ourselves out of here.
All right. Well now, we have been faithful to our end of the bargain, and you can go on your merry way of looting and killing to your heart's delight. Perchinog, would you come join us?
Go on, good riddance!
And with that concluding our business, we bid the Afon farewell and we hope to never cross paths with you again. This way, Perchinog, I have your benefactor to present you to.
And we are walking away, calmly, calmly.
They're going to use the wand on us.
When they do, don't flinch.
When they do?
El Boltai.
I'm trusting you.
Don't look back.
El Boltai.
Keep walking.
Elbow tie.
Don't look back.
Elbow tie. Elbow tie. Elbow tie.
Wait for it.
Hey, you.
Now, run.
Come back here. Elbow tie.
This is your plan. Run.
And keep running.
Was quite the frightening sight. See the three of them running towards us with the gang leader pointing a deadly magic wand of summoning fire at us, shouting the command word over and over.
It didn't technically summon fire, the wand...
None of that, lad. This is her story to tell.
We eluded the gang and regrouped back at the tavern we were previously at.
Gorgon's Tankard.
Yes.
No, none of that either.
Oh, thank you, one and all. I don't even know you, and you are my rescuers. How can I repay you?
I think you already have.
What?
We converted some of your shop's wares into coin to mayhap cover expenses incurred with your rescue.
But this boy's plan precluded all that.
Think of it as making half a dozen sales in a day.
Though I'm afraid they're at a very low margin. You took a bit of a loss, I'm afraid.
Well, no matter. I'm just happy to be alive and to have endured this nightmare.
Take this advice from me. Take your coin and give it to the collective and buy yourself some protection. It'll discourage that gang from coming back and any other operators in the city who might have an idea of targeting you or your shop.
I will, thank you.
In the meantime, we're putting the word out that you are under our protection. And pity the folk who ignore that warning,
Again, thank you.
Now, I have to ask, Tantamus.
Yes?
You put a dangerous weapon in the hands of a deadly gang and had us turn our backs to them and walk away. How did you know the wand wouldn't work for them when they turned it upon us?
Wands are a different type of imbued items, as I'm sure Perchinon can confirm. They aren't permanently imbued with magic like a magical weapon or a ring that constantly radiates and confers magic upon its holder or wielder.
Here we go.
Shh. I want to hear this too, Devergara.
He'll go on forever if you let him.
He's earned it, and I asked, so let him talk.
A wand is more of a receptacle of magic to be called upon at a later time.
What's the difference?
Without the technical talk.
Well, the war wizards, after arduously preparing the physical wand to accept magic, they would, without the technical talk, cast a number of spells into the receptacle, as it were, and then magically seal it back up. Pronouncing the command word would release a single spell from the wand, but only as many times as the wizard had placed spells into the wand.
So it has a finite number of spells that could be recalled from the wand?
Yes, and when I deconstructed the magic laid into the wand to acquire the knowledge of its command word, I also ascertained how many spells remained stored in the wand.
You found there was only 2 spells left.
Sadly, yes.
Fortunately, you mean. They could have killed us with only having to pronounce a few of those ill bolties.
Don't say the command word.
Why? What'll happen?
It's just not a good idea.
Oh.
Well, at first, when I heard of their terrible plot to use the wand on innocent towns, I was afraid I was going to have to use the wand against them. They had no idea it was so powerful.
How did you hear them while you were performing that complicated deconstruction?
Only about half of the chanting I did was real. During the other half, I let them brag about their plans, and I was trying to decide what to do about the situation. If I had used the wand against them, it might have gotten messy, and not all of us might have survived.
They had weapons. We didn't. They had high ground and reinforcements.
When I discovered the wand only had 2 spells left in it, I hatched the plan of demonstrating and training the leader to use it up. After that, it would be worthless and harmless. And we had an even better chance of making an escape.
A better chance, and one I would bet on.
Fantastic!
Well done.
Tantamus, you asked me if I trusted you, and I hesitated. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll never underestimate you again.
Yes, yes you will.
Hi.
Well, I am glad for this outcome, and that through this whole ordeal, that all have come out safely.
Except for a bit of roughing on the part of our kidnappee here.
Oh, gracious. Here, my dear. Forgive me for not doing this any sooner.
I'll be all right. I feel better. I am better, thank you.
Here, take this to wipe yourself, Lux. You're spitting up some blood there.
How...
She takes others' injuries upon herself. It's another kind of magic.
Yeah, unregulated healing magic is probably not a good idea hereabouts.
Did anyone see?
Let's hope not. Warn us next time, okay, Elf?
I'll try to remember that with everything else I've learned this day.
I'm thinking you've had quite the shocking introduction to humans and human ways since leaving the elven realms.
Yes, I got a very good insight on what humans are like.
Pretty awful, I'd bet.
In the short time traveling in the human lands, I experienced suspicion, mistrust, bigotry, even hatred for just being the species I am. And my fellow half-blood was robbed, kidnapped, tortured, her very life threatened, because the human robbers acted upon their misconceptions of our kind.
That's too true.
But this behavior is not singularly attestable to only humans. They are not the exception among the civilized species of our world.
Aye, that.
More importantly, I found a group of noble-minded and selfless individuals who put themselves in harm's way, even possibly fatal circumstances, to help a complete stranger, and a half-blood at that. They had no prejudice for me or my sister in blood, and faced down a cutthroat gang to secure our safety. And that, in this new, strange, frightening, and dangerous human world of robbing, kidnapping, marauders, and suspicious, fearful, and bigoted city folk, and with corrupt authorities and a collective of criminals in power, that with this group, I was in good company. I decided that, despite this group being made up of rogues, thieves, mercenaries, and wanderers, that I could certainly do worse. Maybe.
You've been listening to Lollifee's City Adventure Part 5, a Dungeons & Damsels Fireside Adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by John Campbell, Jack Harbison, Floyd Kennedy, Karen O'Brien, Daniel Robon, Aaron Summonsby, and Zoe Waits. Sound engineering by Dino DeElfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Lollifee's City Adventure is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.